I spoke yesterday to Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News about his breaking story that Fikile Mbalula was taking effective command and control of police crime intelligence, which is the minister. He's not supposed to do. He's supposed to maintain oversight, but he's not supposed to take operational command of any SAPS element. The minister held a news conference earlier today, prompted at least in part, I am sure, by the story that Barry was reporting on. What did the minister say, Barry?
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, you're quite right. You did spend quite a bit of time addressing this. He's quite aggrieved, believing that there are elements within crime intelligence which are mischievously peddling information to journalists such as myself, and trying to discredit him. He's made it quite clear that he's certainly not taking control of crime intelligence. He says that there's a good relationship between himself, Acting National Police Commissioner Lopez Matiba, as well as the Divisional Commissioner Boyan Kobo, that they are working together on a turnaround strategy to root out the bad apples within the particular unit. So he's saying that, you know, everything is within the law. On the issue of receiving crime intelligence briefings, he says there's nothing unusual there. But I did put specific questions to him, and we were talking about this yesterday, that it's not so much about the fact that the minister received intelligence briefings. It's the manner in which they are received. There's command and control structures which we've been told are being undermined. For example, Lesetsu Motiba is not being involved. He's being pushed aside, and there's a direct communication between the divisional commissioner and himself. He didn't quite address that. He rather said that the type of intelligence briefings he's receiving are more broader. He says he gets to, like, detection of potential flare-ups of violence, such as a Marikana, for example. That was the example that he provided. He said he didn't receive operational intelligence. The question I put to him related to meeting minutes, which I've seen, which shows that the divisional commissioner is saying he's receiving conflicting information, one from the minister and the other from the national commissioner. He didn't address that specific question. And then, I rely on actual evidence to write these reports. And, he didn't answer that. So while he assures the public and the media that everything is going well, it does appear from the evidence or the documentation I've seen that it's all not what it seems.
Barry, he talks a good game. I wasn't able to listen to much of his news briefing because I was either preparing for the show or beginning to present it. But in terms of what ENCA was putting up as grabs from the news conference, he's saying all the right things about police fighting crime has been ineffective and the sort of strategies he wants to put in place to make people feel safer in their homes. He's saying all the right things.
No, you're quite right. I think we touched on this yesterday as well. Is that what he's trying to put across is that this is greater, better oversight that he's putting in place. That there's greater accountability of the various people within the various divisions of the SAPS, so that they can be held accountable for what they are mandated to do. That there's inadequate performance. He believes that there's certain within the crime strategy. The crime prevention has not, been pushed to the front as opposed to crime reaction. These type of things, he's saying that what we're doing here is we're trying to address these. We've taken guidance from the Auditor General. But the other element that he announced today is that there have been amendments to the police regulations. Now, this is a story I have been working on in the background. I put questions to him last week. We learned that on the 27th of October, the minister gazetted new police regulation. And essentially what he's done is where there were numerous decisions left up to the sort of the National Police Commissioner, there's now been inserted a little clause that says with the concurrence of the minister. So where there was sole discretion on issues related to senior management promotions, deployments, and various HR aspects, now requires the police minister's intervention. It's these kind of things that he's putting in place, which he says is for greater oversight, but if you don't speak to people outside, such as the Institute, or a department, they are raising concerns of political interference or political executive overreach, is the other way of putting it. And Blue's denying all of this, saying that he's not getting involved in operational matters. It's to enhance the oversight and to ensure that the policy direction set by the minister is being adhered to.
Thank you very much, Barry Bateman, on another crackly line. Pretoria must have the worst cell phone coverage of anywhere in the country.